In the parsha in Shlach, there's a few points which I think are somewhat interesting. When the response to the Meraglim and the shake-up and the fear that they instilled in everyone about the dangers of going into Eretz Yisrael, so the pasuk says, "Vayomer ish alochiv nitno roish v'noshuv v'mitzrayim." We got to go back to Mitzrayim. This is too dangerous for us to. Amidbar is not a place to live, obviously. So we have to go back to Mitzrayim because Eretz Yisrael is out of the question. So the Ralbag says, "What's the toyelus? Who lefarsim roya lev hadorahu?" This is to make known the evilness in the heart, the roya lev, the bad heart, the wicked heart that this generation had. Now, obviously, words like this are always to be filtered and taken as a blowing up of a invisible chesaron, some shemetz of roya lev that we probably could never imagine, and if we would be holding by that, we'd be tzaddikei elyon. But on their great level of the giant spiritual status that they were, there was a shemetz of something akin to roya lev. She'ima shehim tzi Hashem yisale mehasibois. I'm not sure exactly how this reads. Yemnoim milisnachim beroisa milchomim miloshu mitzroimo. The sibas, the things that they saw, should have made them regret this idea of going back to Mitzrayim. That should have been out of the question because they saw such nisim and everything that they saw. And Hashem, we're afraid of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem's koiches, what He's demonstrated in Mitzrayim and on the Yamsuf and in the Midbar until now. So that really should have been enough. Im kol ze omru nit no roish v'no shuva Mitzrayim. And with all of this, with all the hashgocha that they saw, and all the sibas that they saw, and all the miracles that they lived through, and they were still able to react to this fear that was instilled in them, and to say, no, let's go back to Mitzrayim, says, that is a sign of royal lev. And l'chayra, it would seem poshut that there's such a thing as fear. You know, they knew there were miracles, and they witnessed miracles in Mitzrayim, and they witnessed miracles in the Midbar, but now they come back with this report of this Eretz Echeles Yoshveo, and the dangers are so great, and the Anshe Midos and the giants and the danger is so overwhelming that they get shaken up, and this fear overwhelms them, and they say, hey, you know, we're better off going back to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was bad, but at least, we survived. We survived. There were a lot of damage. They did a lot of, terrible things to us. But Lemaisa, still we know what it was. And so this fear that they had is a very, it should be able to be understood that they became overwhelmed with fear. Here you have these Nesiim. These great, they were the leaders of each Shevet. They were the greatest people of the generation. Their word was to be trusted. Their insights to be considered valid. And you had these two, Yoshua and Kalev, who disagreed with the report. But the majority spoke in such terms that Eretz Yisrael is impossible for us to achieve. And despite the fact that we saw such nisim and we knew everything that Hashem had done in the past, we could be afraid. Maybe we're no longer worthy. There's also a concept of Shemagora Machet. Whatever fear would seem to be a rational or, on a dachistical level, an approach for them to respond. And yet, the Ralbag says this is a raya that, and we're mefarsim the roya lev hadorahu. Sounds like that the fear alone would not have done it to them. That with the nisim that they saw, fear, what's there to be afraid of? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. And when the fear sets in, it can only be that there was something inside that made them receptive to it. That being, I guess, this Royal Lev. Royal Lev, maybe, if we go into Eretz Yisrael and we're further relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe there's also mitzvahs HaTluyos Baretz, I don't know whether they knew about the mitzvahs or not, but the shibudim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are very, very painful, very, very difficult, very, it shouldn't be painful, very overwhelming. And Memela, there was something there, there was a resistance. So if there wouldn't have been some type of Royal Lev on whatever the level it was, it couldn't be that the fear of this report, which was so graphic and so scary and so credible by such great people, that could have done it to them. It seems that couldn't have happened. So what it means is I guess on our level too in life, is that sometimes, we've seen such miracles, we've seen such hashgacha, we look at back at our history, we look at our personal lives, Hashgachas Hashem is not shaykh. And then something with fear overwhelms us. And so we say, okay, I lost it a little bit. But it seems that if a person who deeply appreciates, to what level, I don't know if we have enough of the appreciation in order to be accused of this Royal Lev, but if a person does, theoretically at least, does achieve a deep appreciation of Hashem's Hashgach and Hashem's Chesed and Hashem's love, then if something overwhelms him, then there has to be something deep down, that there's something inside that he's allowing himself to be overwhelmed with fear for some other inappropriate ulterior motive. And that's really a scary thing. If that's the nature of a human being, then we have to be able to be in touch with our inner self. We have to be able to be in touch with our inner motivations. And I guess in Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's lingo, that means we have to learn Musar. A person has to be able to introspect within himself to see and to recognize the blinders, the negias, the blindness that a person can feel that can take him from a rational appreciation of everything Hashem has done, which should be enough to prevent him from fear, and it's not stam fear, but such a fear that overwhelms him to the extent we're going back to Mitzrayim, which was like, that in itself should have been so afraid. But in order to, if that is there, and that pushes him to such an extent, then he has to know that inside there's something, and therefore, I think we have to be able to be in touch with what's inside, and for that, that's really one of the pieces of Chochmas HaMusar, how a person can really delve into himself. And it seems from Chazal, and it seems from all the Musa teachings, that a person has the, Odom Yira Le'enayim, that a person can look within himself and to see, test what the motivation is, and see where he's really holding. And that's critical, because otherwise we can become overwhelmed with things that in reality, there's something deep down underneath. It's not a rational decision, it's not a rational concern, but it's rather by something that's blinding him. Okay, that's one idea. Then the Torah also speaks in this parsha about the korban that a ger sheniskayer brings. A ger brings a korban. So the Ralbag says here, what's the toelis? Lohidia shehager behisgayroi roi sheyakriv l'Hashem oilo. It's appropriate that a ger that becomes misgayer, that converts, should bring a korban oilo. Kfar nisbayer b'mashe kodem ha-toelis ha-magia miseh. Explain what this toelis is. For who? What is it? A person cannot, it doesn't arise in his imagination that he can change himself from not Kedusha to Kedusha, Mizulas Dover Godel Nirsham Benefesh, without some great things that makes a roishem on his nefesh, some deep-rooted roishem on him to allow him to imagine that he can change from kedusha l'loy kedusha. V'lo zeh hutzrach l'ger inyan ha-tvila v'hartzoas ha-korban. Therefore, the ger does tvila, which he pictures himself becoming a new person, and bringing a korban to Hashem, which creates like a new connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it creates this dimyon. It seems very strange, because this ger was megayer. You know what it means to be megayer? To give up everything that I have. His family and his previous life and everything that he's used to, and it's a tremendous nesoyin. And they talked to him. I don't know in those days how they talked to him, but I assume that was something similar. You know, what do you want? Today they tell her, you want to become a Jew. Do you know what the Jew suffers? You know what they go through in Golus? Do you know what our history is so full of bloodshed and torment and torture? They want to really see that he's committed deep down, that he really wants to be nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina, and not that he's doing it for any other superficial or artificial motivation. So he's come to that point. But yet, unless he can picture himself a yale bedimyon ha'odom, there has to be a dimyon, there has to be a picture. I see myself being elevated from loy kedusha to kedusha. Then despite all the motivation, enough to have been mekabel the geirus, gershon is geir, you know, I guess even when it comes to the tefillah is the last step in the process of geirus. He's done so much, he's committed so much, he's decided so much, he's convinced so much, but it's not going to happen. He can't, unless he can be medamin in his mind to see this picture, I was in loy kedusha and now I'm kedusha, then it's not going to be, it's not going to work for him. And therefore he has to do something which is going to make that kind of a roshim on him. And it's something I think that when it comes to change, it's very easy to make a mistake and think, okay, I made up my mind, I'm changing, right? I have charoto, I don't like this way anymore. I'm attracted to this new approach. I think that it's beautiful. I think that it's wonderful. A person also has to be able to picture himself having changed the status. And sometimes that's the key. You know, many times we make up our minds, I'm going to do something, I'm going to change, I'm going to do this, whatever it may be. I've charot on the past, I've made mistakes, and I know how important this is what I'm doing, and I'm going to make sure to do it, I'm going to do it right, and all of those, all of that intellectual and emotional commitment. But he has to also make sure that he could picture it happening. That picture has such a hashpah. In science, they call that a guided imagery. They say like when a person pictures blood gushing through a clogged artery, then that increases the blood flow. They say in sports, when a person pictures himself hitting a home run, then he increases his statistical chances of doing so. There's something about that picture that I picture myself. The Chinuch, we mentioned here many times, says that when a person thinks of Akedas Yitzchok and he pictures himself doing a similar thing, then that's going to be a tremendous schus for him in the Yom HaDin. By stois that it has a tremendous hashpah, otherwise if it was just going on artificial emotion, it wouldn't do anything. The koyach of that picture. And I think it's very important, you know, we constantly want to change. Just a very poshut example, forgive me, a person goes to sleep at night and he wants to wake up early in the morning. Good intention. I know people that set 5 alarm clocks. Maybe 3, I know. I don't know, maybe 5, I don't know. How many? You know, they set alarms, I don't know. They have all kinds of things they try. Doesn't work. But I meant to do it. I meant so well, and you got people that are always bugging the daylights out of me, you know, why didn't I get up? What's going on over here? You know, so it's something that's real. I really want to do it. But maybe the trick is that we have to picture it being done. That picture here, you have a Gersh and his Geyer who is not going to be able to maintain this lifestyle of Kedusha on some level unless he can picture something which allows him to have some dimyon. I'm a different person. I went into the mikveh. I'm now a new. I'm kikotin shenoylad. I'm a new person. I now reached a new status of connection. I brought this korban, which connects me to Hashem, or maybe I don't know what with oila. Maybe he should have himself to look at himself that way. I'm not sure exactly, but it needs that dimyon benafshei, and it seems that dimyon benafshei can be very, very powerful, and it's a tachbula to enable us to be able to change from a mistaken activity or lifestyle or previous action to become a new person. And it's so, I think there's two things here that are very important. One is to be able to introspect and to see what's blocking me, because something inside, a fear or something, can block me and cause me to make an irrational decision about things that I really know, but because of that. And the second thing is to be able to picture that seer that sometimes can make all the difference, being able to do what we have to do. I guess it's late, so we'll have to leave the other one for another time.